Every now and then, a listener asks me where some of the expressions we use in our language come from, such as naked as a jaybird. One listener wrote, don't jays have feathers like other birds? And how about jaywalking and cardinal sin, eating crow, silly goose, and goosing? Turkey is an epithet, crazy as a loon, doctors as quacks, and why is it a bluebird of happiness? These are exactly the sorts of questions a hard-nosed investigative bird reporter like me likes to work on. Checking out my own reference books, I discovered that quack is short for quacksalver, an archaic word taken from Dutch. Salver meant one who treats with salves, and quack came from the sound of a mallard, the common duck in Europe as well as America. Quacking has the connotation of blowing one's own horn. Thus, the word quacksalver meant anyone who made loud and probably inaccurate claims to cure illness, pretty much what the shortened quack means today. Bluebirds were common and popular residents throughout the American countryside, arriving with the first warm breath of spring, and seemed full of the promise of sunny, happy times ahead. Since no European birds of this placid temperament and color exist, the expression bluebird of happiness is strictly an American one. Henry David Thoreau wrote in his journal in April 1852 that the bluebird carries the sky on his back. Long before Englishmen ever knew of any red-crested finch from America, the word cardinal, taken from Latin, meant of foremost importance or pivotal. So cardinal sins were those of primary importance. The position of cardinal in the Roman Catholic Church was named because of the primacy of the members of the College of Cardinals, who choose the Pope among their numbers. Because these cardinals have traditionally worn red robes, the word cardinal has also referred to the color of this ecclesiastic garb. So when early European settlers came to America and discovered so distinguished a bird in cardinal-colored feathers, the name seemed preordained, so to speak. Because crows are scavengers, only desperately poor people have ever been forced to eat them, so the expression eat crow came to mean to be forced into a humiliating situation. Silly goose is a reference not to wild geese, but to the domesticated variety, which feature prominently in all kinds of children's stories and fables from Europe as well as America. I couldn't find any dictionary willing to take a gander at where the expression goosing came from, but I myself have watched geese attack humans from the rear enough times to have my own suspicions. Tomorrow we'll learn about some other popular bird expressions and where they came from. I'm Laura Erickson speaking for the birds.